congratulations, a really good performance.
Now, thank you first. Really good first 45 minutes performance. The second half was not at that level, because then normally you score more goals than three finally.
There's you take some credit, I think, for going for it. You went 4-4-2. You had four forwards effectively on the pitch with Tadic and Mane wide. You didn't go 4-2-3-1. Was that always the plan, to go at Newcastle early?
Yes, of course. It was very offensively, and I think the key to win the game today was how we start the game. Very offensively, good pressing. We create a lot of problems with the speed of Shane behind Graziano, and we had some good football. And of course, the fast goal, the first fast goal of Shane make a difference. But the whole first 45 minutes was very good, and we create a lot of problems to them.
You certainly put pressure on the sides around you, Ronald, which is what you wanted to do with that game today, knowing that Stoke are playing Liverpool tomorrow, West Ham held by Arsenal. So the weekend at the moment couldn't have gone much better than it has, could it?
Yeah, it's very good. First of all, always it's up to yourself to win the game, and then you need good results from the rest of the teams. And I'm not so worried about our home performances in the last few months. We need wins away, and we get two opportunities now, Everton away, Aston Villa away, to keep our ambition.
Yeah, you brought Jay Rodriguez on near the end. I mean, there was a great reception from the crowd here. It's worth a mention for him, because he's had to work so hard to get back, and I mean, he could have had a goal, to be fair to him.
Yeah, okay, that needs Jay, of course. What he needs is game time. He's back. Of course, he's not on his level what he can be, but everybody knows that he needs more time for that. But it was a great reception for the fans today, and that gave Jay really a good boost for the future.
Ronald, I must ask you about Charlie Austin, because a few fans texted me and said they thought he got injured in the warm-up and he wasn't out at half-time either. Is he okay, or is his hamstring gone again?
No, it's not his hamstring, but he came off in the warming-up inside, and he kicked a ball and he feels some pain outside on his knee, and maybe the doctor mentioned something about his meniscus. We have to wait what happened. He was not on the bench because he kept in the warming-up that problem.
And Shane Long came off because he was feeling sick, or is he okay?
Yeah, he was a little bit dizzy in the second half, but he did his job in the first half, and that was enough.
Just finally, Ronald, I noticed in the second half, despite the 3-0 lead, you were pretty angry at times when players had just dropped their levels from what was in the first half. As a defender, were you annoyed with the Newcastle consolation? I mean, what were your thoughts?
what I like as a manager is always the maximum during the whole match, and I think we had good opportunities to score more goals today and to make more difference than 3-1 today. We controlled the game, but offensively we had some good possibilities and to score more goals, and that was a little bit disappointed, but I'm always so critical, and I have to change that maybe.